بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The owner of the two gardens. Hafsa and Abdul Hakim just finished watering their plants in the backyard and rushed back home to Ummi.
Ummi, Ummi, my flowers are already out and blooming. My plant has three flowers, and Abdul Hakim's plant still has no flowers. Na 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 boo boo, Abdul Hakim's plant has no flowers. We planted the seeds at the same time, but my plant got more flowers. Na 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 boo boo.
Hafsa, what kind of an attitude is that? I don't expect that from you. Okay, tell me, who is Ar-Razzaq? Who provided your plant with flowers?
Allah is Ar-Razzaq.
Hafsa, did you have any power or might to bring out the flowers from your seed?
No, Ummi.
Do you know who has the power over everything? Who can give you good things?
I guess it must be Allah, of course.
So don't you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave you something special over someone else, also has the power to take the same thing away from you?
Yes, Ummi. But I'm very scared now. Will Allah take away my flowers and give them to Abdul Hakim?
No, silly. If you repent and stop being arrogant and accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muqtadir, the All-Powerful, then none of this will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muqtadir, the one who has the power to do anything and everything. So we should fear Him and stay humble and never be boastful.
Astaghfirullah. May Allah please forgive me for being a show-off.
Soon Abdul Hakim enters the discussion.
Ummi, this reminds me of the story our Quran teacher told us in class when we were studying Surah Al-Kahf. Can I please share it with Hafsa?
Sure, Abdul Hakim. When you share your knowledge, it increases. We would love you to share the story with us.
Once upon a time, there were two friends who bought a piece of land. Soon after, they started to work on the land and turned it into a beautiful garden. With long and tough days of hard work, the garden had many trees of fruits and flowers. They both used to sell the fruits in the marketplace. Once, when they were taking their fruit to the marketplace for selling, a beggar stopped them on the way.
Give me some of what Allah has granted you. I didn't eat anything since yesterday.
Go away, old man. We don't have time to lose with you.
Wait, don't rebuke the poor old man. Take this apple, my dear uncle. It's Allah's gift.
Why did you give it to him? If we give to every beggar, we won't have any fruit left to sell and eat.
Consider what I have given from my share of the garden.
Okay, fine then, let's go. When they reached the marketplace, they sold most of their fruit and made lots of money. Soon the two friends decided that they will start to save money to buy more land to prepare another garden. On the way back home from the marketplace, they came across another beggar.
Please give me something so I can feed my hungry children. The good man replied, sure, uncle, here's some money. Please buy some food for your family.
Don't give him any money. Don't you remember we need to save money to buy a new garden? We need to save every dirham if we want to expand our business.
The poor man first, and then the garden.
May Allah bless you and your family, master.
If you keep giving to each and every beggar who asks, we will soon lose so much of our money. If you continue like this, then I cannot work with you.
I can't see a poor man and not give him anything, because the money I have is Allah's money. It's given to me by Allah.
Rubbish. Can you please stop this nonsense? From now on, we will go our separate ways, and each one of us will take half of the land. and then you can spend your money on the poor if all you want. The two partners separated their ways in their gardens. Each one of them started to work hard on his land. Years passed, and the good man increased his spending on the poor and needy. He shared his fruits and money with those who asked. In the meanwhile, the older man became very rich and bought a mansion to live in. He had many servants. I love money, and I love to have more and more. Soon I'll be the richest man in this country. His money kept increasing, and he built two gardens next to a river. He bought many expensive things for himself. Once, when he was going to the marketplace to buy some expensive clothes and shoes for himself, he saw his friend, the good man.
Rashid, how are ya? Haven't seen you in a long time. You're still walking to the marketplace, aren't you? Haven't you bought a cart or a car to drive you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. How are you, my friend?
Much better than you. My money has increased, Rashid, and now I have two big gardens full of wonderful fruits.
Well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them for you. I'm very happy for you, my friend.
Come with me, Rashid. Come to see my two gardens.
If this will make you happy, I will come with you. Subhanallah, what a beautiful garden you have, my friend. Masha Allah, Alhamdulillah.
Here, take this succulent orange. And see how good my life has turned. This is the result of my effort, hard work, and savings. Do you still not care about your savings? Or do you still spend on poor men as you used to do before?
Spending money on poor men fills my heart with happiness. And all the riches and money of the world is not equal to that happiness.
Rubbish. These kind of unpractical thoughts are still in your head, my friend. I don't think like this. That's why I have more money and children than you.
No, my friend, you're wrong. Don't fill your heart with arrogance. Allah will get angry with you and prevent you from blessings. And then you will become as poor as you were before He blessed you. And then He will certainly punish you on the day of judgment. So please, dear friend, repent now and leave this arrogance and pride. All that you have now is only from Allah.
Are you trying to tell me that if I continue the way I'm living, the two gardens will vanish? No. I don't agree. I don't think this could ever happen to my gardens. They are under my care. In fact, as we speak, my servants are guarding it and protecting it. My gardens will be safe and mine forever. And why would anyone ever hold me accountable? In fact, I don't even believe in the day of judgment and that it will ever come.
No, my friend. Don't let your wealth and children, all the riches you possess, make you a disbeliever. Allah created you from the earth and made you the strong man you are and gave you all the money that make you rich. I saw how you entered your garden boastfully. It was much better for you to say when you entered your garden, Masha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. That which Allah wills happens, there is no power except with Allah. Masha Allah, that which Allah wills happens. La quwwata illa billah. There is no power except with Allah. Masha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. And if you think you are better off than me, then I pray that Allah grants me better than your garden in this dunya and in the hereafter. He is Al-Muqtadir, the all-powerful, the one who has power over everything. He is able to do all things. He has given you the two gardens. Al-Muqtadir can give me color to yours. And Al-Muqtadir, the all-powerful, has the power to destroy your two gardens that are putting arrogance and disbelief in your heart.
The good man left the garden after giving advice to his friend. The same night, Allah sent his anger upon the gardens of the man who disbelieved in Allah. The thunder and lightning destroyed his garden and burnt it down to ashes.
هنالك الولاية صوابا وخير عقبا واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
There the authority is completely for Allah, the truth. He is best in reward and best in outcome. And present to him the example of the life of this world, its being, like rain, which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingles with it. And then it becomes dry, remnants, scattered by the winds. And Allah is ever, of all things, muqtadira, perfect in ability.
That afternoon, Ummi gave Abdul Hakim a badge with the name Al-Muqtadir written on it. Al-Muqtadir, the all-powerful, the one who has power to do anything and everything. He can give us things and he can take them away from us when he becomes angry with us. There is no power or might except his. Whatever he wills happens, we should always stay humble as we have no power or ability of our own.